Blog Talk Radio.
Check two.
What's going on, people? It is one third of the Monster Cast boys. We're talking about the grand opening of the Band Boys Cafe. We are here live. If anybody wants to come visit, you can hit us up on Facebook. We both post links. Dave's here. I got stuff. I'm sorry. You can give us a call at 657-382-0551. What I'm going to do right now is bring David to talk real quick so he can tell us about Band Boys Cafe.
All right, just a second. You get me? Nope.
Dave's going to come with
this. On my way over to the mic. You want to move your drink so I'm not spilling it all over you?
We're getting like three of you.
You're getting three of me.
Boys and girls?
Might be a delay, just give it a second.
Children of all ages. Strangers in the night, exchanging glances.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You know, the sad thing is, y'all probably hearing me out there. And John is messing with us.
Yeah,
that's what's going on. Boom, boom, boom. One, two.
Keep talking.
Check. Yeah?
I heard.
Hearing me now? Check one, check two. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Singing Strangers in the Night.
All right. We got a delay. The sad thing is, I think we are on live, and I've been singing songs. Hey, Rick.
Can anybody hear me? Okay.
All right. We're going to pretend that this is working now and go on with the podcast.
All right.
All right. Take two. You know, ladies and gentlemen, honestly, we are sorry for – we're still working out all the technical difficulties, things that are going on here. So we do apologize about that. I think one of the problems happens with us is there's an obvious delay that goes on. So when we're talking, what they're hearing is here in the studio, they're hearing 15 seconds later, and it's throwing a bunch of people off, I think is really what's happening here. But anyways, welcome to the Fanboys Cafe.
All right, I'm going to kick Dave off so he can go deal with some customers. I'm going to chit-chat back and forth for a little bit. Sam, can you sit at your dad's computer and see if anybody calls in? All right, everybody. It is Rick, one third of the Monster Cast Boys, sitting here chilling, relaxing at the Fanboys Cafe. We are having the grand opening tonight. It's been going pretty well through the afternoon. We're looking pretty good. I'm happy to be here. I had such a relief in my heart when I pulled up and saw the open sign on. Do you not know what Fanboys Cafe is? Well, let's tell you. Do you like The Walking Dead? Do you like Captain America? Do you like Star Wars? Do you like Marvel? Do you like Superman, Batman, Iron Man? Do you like wrestling? We do wrestling at least once a week. We're talking about doing a wrestling podcast. If you haven't listened before, I am part of a podcast already. We call it MonsterCast. We talk about all things paranormal. We talk about ghosts. We talk about black-eyed kids, which I had a little breakdown last week. It was our best viewed, listened to podcast yet. We do Bigfoot, we do wolves. We're going to be doing Dogman. We're also doing, it looks like we're doing Fanboys Rescue, where Hogan here will discuss with a guest how to achieve their goals. Podcasting is one of my goals. He has set this in tone for me. I'm very thankful. I am thankful for the Fanboys Cafe for being here and giving me an opportunity to let my voice be heard. We are going to be doing the Geek Speak and Geek Week in Review, where we go through things, all things nerd, every week. What happened in that week? Any movies that came out, like Captain America: Civil War. Are you all about Captain America? Are you all about Civil War? That's coming out tonight, people. And I am all about it. I actually might get to get a sneaky peek at it tonight, which I'm pretty happy about. Pay attention, people. You can give me a call in at 657-383-0551. That's 657-383-0551. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you just want to give general support to Hogan and myself and the entire Fanboys family, give us a call. You can hit us up on Facebook. So what do we want to talk about? We're waiting for Dave. He's dealing with some customers right now. Do we want to talk about some Star Wars? Do we want to talk about Civil War? Is anybody out there? Is anybody listening? Besides our one listener that's sitting behind me. John, that's what's up. Thank you for listening every week, buddy. Okay. Captain America Civil War comes out this week. Actually, opening day is tomorrow. So are you going out to see it? Are you going to be going to watch Captain America Civil War? I want to know. I am very into Captain America Civil War. I love the Civil War storyline.
Everybody likes it. I love it.
What?
Who are you rooting for?
Deadpool. By the way, I just got a question about who I am rooting for in Civil War. My answer is Deadpool. Technically, he's an Avenger now. He is. In the comics, he's an Avenger. Spider-Man. I have heard so far from the previews that this is the best Marvel movie, possibly the best comic movie ever put out. People are up in arms. I'm a cat fan from the background here. The door's over there.
I kind of agree with them.
Do you know what the war is about, though?
No, I know. I
releasing secret identities or not releasing secret identities?
Oh.
Move your bag, sir. I'm going to sit here across me.
All right.
Pick me up over here, you think?
It should. If not, I can rearrange it so it can pick you up.
Civil War. Man, okay. What a great day. Fanboys Cafe opens. And Captain America Civil War comes out. Technically, not out till tomorrow, but you know how that works. Quote unquote, midnight showings became 10 o'clock showings, became 9 o'clock showings, became 6 o'clock showings the day before. So, though technically it doesn't come out till tomorrow, Captain America Civil War is out today. It's out right now on this stupid cafe doing stupid podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
My podcasts are awesome.
But we're definitely going tonight to see that, and you'll probably get a movie review for us. As well, we should do a podcast on that.
Yeah, we got to figure out when we can do that with my schedule. And I mean, I know where you'll be every day.
Right. So, welcome to the Fanboys Cafe. Again, I don't know what you heard earlier. We're having some technical difficulties. But essentially, what the Fanboys Cafe is imagine a place where fans of all fandoms can go, where they're not judged, not picked on, anything like that, where like, let's say you were to go to a sports bar wearing a Star Trek t-shirt, let alone a Star Trek uniform. Obviously, you're going to catch a little flack there. Well, here at the Fanboys Cafe, we're actually going to celebrate that kind of thing. If you're a cosplayer, if you're a Whovian, if you're a Marvel geek, if you're, I mean, again.
A Trekkie.
And I don't even mind the word Trekkie because I'm a Trekkie. You can call me Trekker, Trekkie. I don't care. I love Star Trek. Supernatural. We got Supernatural fans. We got anime fans, all that stuff. But imagine being a fan. Wouldn't it be a great to have a place where you could go and hang out with other fans, where you could celebrate your fandom, where you could play games, watch shows on a giant 155-inch screen, 1,000-watt surround sound?
Let me tell you, I watched WrestleMania on this giant screen, and besides WrestleMania being an absolute abomination – it looks great.
Yeah. You know, it was good, though, the NXT TakeOver Dallas. That was amazing.
I unfortunately wasn't here for that.
Oh, you weren't. You were skipping out. But anyways, it is fun. Now, Rick, were you here when we did The Walking Dead
I was not another.
We did The Walking Dead, not the season finale, but the episode before. We did that here at the cafe. And a couple things. Number one, you ain't seen walkers until you've seen them 155-inch screen.
Life-size
coming at you. It's kind of fun. And also, you and with the 1,000-watt surround sound system, we're sitting in here. We're watching Walking Dead, and here's the walkers and stuff. And at least five times during the show, we hear like a door opening or something, and everybody would turn and look to the right because of the surround sound system. So, again, great experience. First off, I highly recommend watching the show with other fans. When we watch WrestleMania, like you said, with other fans, we're all cheering, we're all booing, we're all laughing, we're all cringing. One of the highlights of WrestleMania was Shane coming off that Shane McMahon coming off the top of that Hell in a Cell.
Please don't die.
Please don't die. Exactly. We're chanting at the arena, chatting, but being there with other fans, especially on the 155-inch, while it wasn't quite what being live at WrestleMania, it was a whole lot. I had more fun watching this year's WrestleMania, though it wasn't necessarily a stellar show. But like I said, being with other fans with the giant screen, the great sound, a lot of fun. And that's what the Fanboys Cafe is all about. And, oh, yeah, we serve food.
Oh, yeah, there's snacks here. we served a quesadilla earlier that looked
not a quesadilla, a Death Star.
I was about to say that looked like the Death Star.
Yeah,
minus being explodey.
Yeah, our quesadillas look like the Death Star. We actually, yeah, what's funny is we actually have a Death Star waffle maker, but it works for the quesadillas too, so we make our quesadillas in there. And Victoria gave us an A+ on the quesadillas. She said it was great. And honestly, if you put a little too much cheese in there, that Death Star will explode a little bit, just so you know.
And who doesn't love a little extra cheese?
In their quesadilla, that's what I'm talking about.
Or in life in general, I'm a pretty
sour
cheesy
cream
guy.
Dip those pieces in. That was good. That was really good. Again, our menu isn't. We're not a fancy restaurant. We're not even like an Applebee's. But we got all beef hot dogs. We got good pizza, cheese pizza, pepperoni pizza. We'll have some specialty pizzas here in the future as we get going. We got salads like a chef salad, chicken nuggets, all those kinds of things. And we've also got Hogan, that's me. We've got Hogan's steak salad. And if you've never had my steak salad, which most of you haven't, but I promise you, after you have it, you'll be wanting some more. Right?
That's you. I haven't had it.
Yeah,
I don't eat
totally.
Salad. I mean, the steak salad sounds great, minus the salad.
It's that good. It really is. Most people. What's funny is I had a friend in one night when we were doing the open house to show people the cafe, and I had a friend in, and I said that line about the steak salad, and from the other side of the room, he's going, "That's right. It is that good." People actually get upset that they're not invited over to our house more often for steak salad.
I am the daughter, and I get upset when I am not invited for steak salad night.
Yeah. But, you know, going back to the cafe, what's nice about the cafe, first thing I mentioned was having other fans to talk to. And sitting in the cafe right now, live here in studio, we have John's in here and Rick's in here. And what's funny is if somebody were to call me and say, What do you know about this John guy? What do you know about Rick? Oh, they're great guys, I would say. Real guy. You really like these. How long you known them? About a month. But the thing is, that's the thing with Fanboys Cafe. It's getting together with other fans who get it, who get the same things. It's like if you're a fan, besides if you don't like crowds, I understand, but if you can deal with crowds, going to like the Civil War premiere that we're going to tonight, there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of other fans who get it.
You realize I'm going to have a panic attack sitting in with all those people?
You're going to be sitting in the back. We're going to be sitting towards the middle.
I'm still going to have a panic attack. I'm going to start just...
So, but that's what my point though is again.
Wait, did you just boot me from the group?
Just from the league.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, getting together with other fans. We've had William. He's another kaiju guy. I love Godzilla and kaiju and things like that. But again, just met him and he comes in and we're like, I would consider him a good friend. Just sitting and talking with Wednesday about Supernatural. And you know that kind of thing. So many fans, so many friends that I've made so quickly here at the cafe, and that's why I want to encourage you to come out. In all honesty, I mean, there's a lot better ways. If I was looking to get rich, there's a lot better ways to do it, is what I'm saying.
Lottery's at $415 million.
And we're going to take a shot at that. But anyways,
here at the cafe again. It's about getting together with other fans and encouraging other fans in their fandoms. Another one of my favorite things here at the cafe we have is right when you come through the door, you'll see there's a vendor's table like you see at conventions. And the vendor's table here is free for local or not so local. You want to come in from a distance, that's fine. But there's a vendor's table that's free for use. Let's say if you're an up-and-coming artist or an up-and-coming author or filmmaker, that kind of thing. The table's free. It can be used at any time. You just sign up ahead of time kind of thing. And it's 99.9% guaranteed. The only reason we say that is let's say Bob comes in and Bob's going to sell his books at the table or something like that. And we should get a call from Frank Miller.
I'll be here if Frank Miller's coming in. I'm just throwing that out.
Bob's going to get bumped for that day. We'll try to make it up to him, but we're probably going to go with Frank.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Just kind of throwing this out there. What if you had Frank Miller call and then you had Todd McFarlane call? Who wins?
I'm buying another table. Plain and simple. We'll put it too, in all honesty. The chances of that happening, I know, are slim. But then again, the chances of William Shatner tweeting about our grand opening were pretty stinking slim as well, and we had that happen this week too.
Still trying to hit up Kevin Smith, so if you're out there listening, big guy, give me a shout.
You know, Kev, we apologize for beginning this podcast, but you really are a huge inspiration to us. Honestly, you really are. Kevin encourages fans to go after their dreams, and I wrote my first book. I wrote this past, well, a little over a year now, but opening the cafe, the same kind of thing. But it's Kev likes to encourage people to go after their dreams, and the cafe, the book, and these podcasts are part of, you know, that advice that Kev gave out. So again, we're big Kevin Smith fans.
He's guided my life,
right,
since Clerks came out when I was too young to watch it, and I illegally worked under the table at a video store, and I was like, I'm watching this movie. And I watched it, and I fell in love, and it's been all over but the shouting there. Hey, why don't you give us a call at 657-383-0551. I really want to hear from some people. I really want to get some support here for Hogan for this beautiful endeavor we have going
questions.
Here. Questions about the podcasts, questions about the cafe. Hey, Dave, what podcasts are you planning on doing? I know I mentioned Fanboys Rescue, and I mentioned MonsterCast, which right now you have two of the three MonsterCast boys talking to you.
Right. At the cafe, again, we're going to have lunch, we're going to have dinner, but we want to do more than that. Like I said, we're going to have special guests in at the table, and we're going to have nightly viewing parties of your favorite shows. We're talking, again, Walking Dead, Gotham, things like that. We're going to be doing, during the summer, we're going to be doing, or starting shortly, we're actually going to be doing a Doctor Who night, where each week we're going to get together and do at least two episodes of Doctor Who as a group kind of thing. And
what night
like
is that going to be?
I think that's Wednesday nights, starting
okay.
Really, really soon.
I won't be here.
But we want to have, like I said, the idea is fans getting together, but we want to have entertainment for you when you come. So another thing we're doing is the podcast. And as mentioned, we have the Fanboys Cafe MonsterCast, where we talk about Bigfoot and ghosts and UFOs and things like that, fun stuff. We also have the Fanboys Rescue, and what that is, and again, Rick mentioned that, but just to go over that again, is it's a podcast about achieving your dreams. What are your dreams? What do you want to do? What's inside of you? Are you a potential author? Is there a story inside you that's been waiting to come out? Maybe you're an artist or whatever kind of thing. It doesn't really matter. But the Fanboys Rescue podcast is about achieving your dreams through goal setting. Now, does this work? Through goal setting, I wrote my first book. Using these exact same techniques we're going to be talking about in the podcast, I was able to write and get published my first book and actually have Odo from Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Renee, to actually do a review of my book for me, again, by using goal setting and then making plans to achieve those goals. We'll go over it more on there. But also the cafe. We said this is what we want to do. That was the goal, was to make a cafe where fans could go to. So we dissected it. How much is it going to cost? What are we going to need? All the things that we would need to get the cafe open. And we came up with a 2-year plan by how much we could put away each month. But the great thing about goal setting and making plans is you can amend those plans positively or negatively, but like getting a better job. I started driving truck, which was paying me a really good salary. But because of that, I was able to put aside more money, so we got the cafe open in about a year and a half's time instead of the 2-year plan that we're, because we weren't even actually planning on getting this open until the fall, around the time when Twin Tiers Comic Con goes on. But again, by accelerating those plans through different methods kind of thing, we were able to get it up and running early. So whatever your dreams is, we're going to teach you how to make those dreams come true through goal setting. Yes.
Before we switch to another podcast, I do want to, like I said, you weren't here when I was saying it. I do want to thank you because podcasting has been a dream of mine. I've always wanted to do it. Plus, we have talked a little bit about something else that I want to do that has set me on the right path.
Yeah, and we can look at those things and make plans to achieve them. I mean, set that goal, make the plans. And there's a difference between a dream, a wish, and a goal. A wish or a dream is something you would like to to happen. When you set a goal, this is what I'm going to do. You take the first step towards achieving that goal just by making the goal itself. The other podcast we're going to do, again, this is a geek place, and again, that's not a bad word. We're all geeks here, no matter what geekdom or fandom is your favorite, but that's who we are. But we have the Geek Speak podcast, where each week we're going to do it, again, live here at the cafe, or for those listening online around the world, but we're looking for participation. But what Geek Speak is each week we're going to look at a different fandom property, and we're going to look at it. So like you go to a convention, and there may be a panel on Star Trek. One week we might talk Star Trek. The next week we might talk King Kong. The next week we might talk The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings or Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Doctor Who or anime or blah, 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 blah. You get what I'm saying. But that's what the Geek Speak podcast is. And again, what we're looking for is audience participation. We can share our opinions, but we want to hear yours as well on these podcasts. And then the last one, quote unquote, because we're looking at other podcasts. The last one that we're scheduling right now is Fanboys Cafe Presents the Geek Week in Review podcast. And what that is we're going to look at all the latest geek movie, TV, gaming, comic book news, that kind of thing. Each and every week, we're going to bring you the latest news and that kind of thing, what's going on in the geek world, the latest news kind of thing. So those are the four we're looking at. And then, just to throw it in there, on Tuesday nights here at the cafe is always Fanboys Trivia Night. So if you like have ever been to the bar where they're having the trivia contest, exact same thing, but all the questions tend to fall in the fanboy categories and all the music are fanboys music as well.
All right, man. This is my take on Fanboys Cafe. You ever go into somewhere, a bar, hanging out with people, and you feel left out? No one there that is wearing a Batman shirt, Captain America shirt,
Doctor Who dress,
Jason Voorhees shirt.
Not me.
Yes. Hogan has the Doctor Who dress on. He looks fabulous.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You should see his stockings, though. They're great. Anyways, but the way I look at Fanboys Cafe is it's sports bar for nerds without the alcohol, which is okay because
Because we want a family environment as well. We want you to feel free to bring your kids in and stuff. And that's honestly pre-8 o'clock. We keep things PG-13 light is what we do. Said something really funny about 30 seconds ago, apparently. But anyways,
must have been you in the dress.
But my point is, again, we want to keep things kid-friendly. Families can come in and have a bite, their kids, and that kind of thing. We've got tons of games, tons of books, all that kind of stuff that they can use here in-house. But pre-8 o'clock, PG-13 light. After 8, we do shows like Walking Dead and Supernatural, things like that. So we are going to, we'll honestly have a warning on the door saying, that this is what we're doing at that time. We will not be doing, I'm just letting you know, not here at the cafe, we will not be doing Game of Thrones. Great, 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 great show. I mean, it really is the writing, the special effects. It's phenomenal, but because of the super adult nature of the episodes, and I don't think I've ever seen an episode that didn't have the super adult nature in it, we can't do that here at the cafe.
I'm going to throw this out there, and it kind of takes away my nerd card. Still haven't watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah. What we're going to do about you. Take two. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Game of Thrones, Star Trek, Doctor Who, Supernatural.
You haven't seen Star Trek.
I don't like Star Trek.
You don't like Star Trek.
All right, and we'll be back after this message.
I'm getting beat in the background in case anybody wants
to
know.
Begin here in the cafe.
I know, Civil War. It's Star Wars versus Star Trek. No, I'm just kidding. But again, that's the cafe. We want fans to come in no matter what your fandom is, and you don't have to like everything that somebody else likes at all. But again, we want all fandoms to be celebrated. We were talking about Doctor Who, and the truth is, I've seen, I think, 2.5 episodes of Doctor Who. And I don't mean that bad or saying anything negative against it. There are Whovians that are so passionate. I mean, it's amazing how much passion they have for the show.
My best friend had a Doctor Who-themed wedding.
She's here in her Doctor Who dress. But honestly, I haven't. But I'm looking forward to our Doctor Who night, to be honest. So you can learn other things. Same thing with anime. I haven't really been able to do a lot of anime, but we have a lot of anime fans out there that are saying, we want an anime night, so we're going to give them that. We're going to actually do 2 shows each week until the fall schedule kicks in, where we're going to be looking at Attack on Titan is one of them, and we haven't really made the full decision on what the second one is going to be yet, but we're going to be having an anime night. We're also looking back, going back at, for those that miss shows like
Flash
or Gotham, things like that, or Daredevil. We're looking at doing those shows as well.
Oh, awesome.
Here at the cafe. The Daredevil story is actually a fun one. I thought, can I share the Daredevil story real quick?
Go ahead.
How we're able to do this at the cafe, watch the shows, is we have what's called business class cable. In other words, they can't sell me something I can't use. And I asked that very specifically, told the cable company what we were doing, and they said, that's fine, you just can't charge people to come in the doors, which we don't. You know, we don't charge you to come in the door. How we make our money.
When did we start not charging people to come in the door? I had to fish out $50 today.
That's between you and me. Anyways, but that's how we were able to, you know, we have business class cable, we have HBO on that, we have Cinemax on it, that kind of thing, so we can watch those shows. But what's funny is when I heard season 2 of Daredevil was coming, and I really wanted to get the fanboy, I really wanted to get the cafe open before it started, so I called so I was sitting there and I was thinking, too bad Netflix doesn't have a business class so we could do Daredevil here at the cafe. And then I got thinking, how do you know that Netflix doesn't have a business class? So I ended up calling Netflix, talking to them, and what they told me was I asked about the business class, and the lady was gone for about 10 minutes, and she finally came back, and she's like, you know what? Sorry that took so long, but nobody had ever asked me that question, and we took it all the way to the top, and we don't have it. But we love what you're doing at the Fanboys Cafe, because we had explained what we're doing, and they said, we actually are giving you permission to use your regular account at the cafe, with the one stipulation being you can't charge to come through the door, which we don't do anyways. But what that did is that opened the door to not only Daredevil season 1, 2 and Jessica Jones and the upcoming Luke Cage and Iron Fist and all those amazing shows, new Punisher series coming, all that stuff. But the whole Netflix library is now available to us. And what we're talking about is, even if you're not a Star Trek fan, we've got all of Trek. Give Trek a chance. I think you'll once you get into it.
I have watched it before.
Well, the thing is, all right, if you watch the original Star Trek, which I am, and I'm a Trekkie, so I'm not putting it down. But, I mean, obviously you're seeing, you know, they make jokes about it in, you know, like Galaxy Quest, things like that, about cardboard, but cardboard cutouts, you know, scenes, sets, and things like that. So my point is this: they did the best they had, you know, at the time that they could do, kind of thing. But my point is this: if you watch Star Trek and you see cardboard walls and those kinds of things, then you're not going to get it. Watch it with your imagination. Obviously, a spaceship, the Enterprise would be much more advanced, the kind of thing. But it's watching those. Same thing with, like, Godzilla. If you see a guy in a rubber suit crashing through cardboard boxes, cardboard buildings, then of course that's stupid. But if you watch with your imagination, the idea of this giant creature tearing through a city, it's amazing. Now, today's special effects, we're seeing those things. But back in the day, you had to watch that. But also, if you've only tried the original series, do try some of the other ones. I'm a fan of all of them, to be honest. I really am. But shows like there's a lot of Trek fans that hate Enterprise. I loved Enterprise. Just got to be honest. Shows like Star Trek Deep Space Nine, a little difficult to get in the first couple seasons. But by the time that gets going, man, you're hooked and cannot let go. Voyager, let alone Next Gen, give it a try at some point.
Well, it's not hooked. Okay. I very much respect the universe Star Trek created. I do. I've heard excellent things about J.J. Abrams' Star Trek movies. I heard they were amazing. I've tried, and I can't get myself into that universe. I'm not a fan of it.
them. And even
it's a respect thing. I respect them a lot, just like I respect Doctor Who. They've been around forever.
Yeah. Even in the Star Trek universe, though, I will say this: there are fans again that you know, again, they love the original series. They don't like Enterprise. There are fans who like the original movies but don't like the Abrams Trek. And there are fans that honestly like the Abrams Trek but really can't get into the older series because of, again, technologies that, you know, that were available at the time, those kinds of things. But again, here at the cafe, we celebrate all fandoms. Again, whether it's Marvel or DC, Star Trek or Star Wars, Buffy or Underworld. There we go. Wouldn't that be a fight? Selena from Underworld series versus Buffy. I like that one. See that throwdown. That'd be fun. But anyway,
I love the Underworld
series. But it's all, again, all fandoms. Godzilla, King Kong, Gamera, across the board.
Okay, let's throw something out here.
Hey, we got any callers?
No.
I want to answer some questions.
Yeah, I do want to answer some questions. You guys are boring.
Is there a number they can call in on?
No. Why would we have a number? Oh, we do have a number. It is 657-383-0551, in case you missed that, because I was talking really fast. It is 657-383-0551. We also, if you go to our live streaming page, we have a chat room where you can talk to our producer here, who's slacking off and left the building for a second and walked around for a little bit. It was weird.
I actually like, again, the 30-second delay. All of a sudden, we hear this big laugh, and it's John catching up with us.
Yeah. Okay. Let's throw something out here. I am a huge Troma fan. Huge Troma fan.
Right.
One of my favorite things in the world. Actually, if you go to Twin Tiers Comic Con, if you have gone to T2C2 for the last 2 years, I have been the faithful Toxic Avenger. Last year sucked because
You're the Toxic Avenger?
No. My name's Melvin, people. It's Melvin.
I'm just kidding. Rick has been the Toxic Avenger.
Except last year I ripped the mask, which I was heartbroken, and then I had a horrible mask to put on. It was really hot. Plus, but I love Troma. I do love Troma with all my heart. I've watched it since I was a kid. Romeo and Juliet was my first movie experience, and I didn't realize this until I got older. When I was younger.
30-second delay applause.
Yeah, it's like the finger poke of doom. There goes that again. When I was younger, I used to watch Toxic Crusaders. Didn't realize what it was. I loved the cartoon, which I do have on DVD if you ever want to borrow it.
And who runs Troma?
Lloyd Kaufman.
Lloyd Kaufman. You know, it actually, the reason I say that is one of the things when you first come to the Fanboys Cafe, you're going to look and see a wall with some pretty impressive autographs on it. But one of them's from Lloyd, made right out to the cafe. But again, great friend, really took care of us, gave us a nice autograph. Toxie loves the Fanboys Cafe, it says. But Lloyd was a great guy to give us that. We really appreciate that.
Lloyd is amazing, and I've begged him for the last 2 years to kill me and film this, because that'd be great. Last summer, he did say that we might be able to work on that, so it makes me kind of happy. Anything else? Anybody else like Troma? Anybody like Supernatural, Star Trek?
Yep.
Indiana Jones.
Right. All different fandoms, like I said, here at the cafe. If you don't know who Lloyd is by Troma, Toxic Avenger, Nukem High, I mean, all those movies, Tromeo and Juliet,
make sure I get it right.
But if you don't know those movies, we do
encourage you. Not Fanboys Cafe appropriate movies, by the way.
But again, you can check out Lloyd Kaufman and Troma Films. But also, I can pretty much guarantee you do know who Lloyd is.
You've seen him.
Because Lloyd was in one of last year's biggest, or year before?
Last year.
One of the biggest movies in the last couple of years. But what I'm talking about is Guardians of the Galaxy. And the director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
James Gunn.
James Gunn was actually, was he an intern? But he learned the craft from Lloyd. Lloyd was like a mentor to him.
Okay, throwing this out there. His first movie that he wrote was a Troma movie, and it was Romeo and Juliet.
That's James Gunn.
Yep.
That's the director of Guardians of the Galaxy. So as kind of an homage to his mentor, if you're watching Guardians of the Galaxy and you see the prison scene and you see all these tough, really hardcore looking bad guys, and then suddenly some old man yelling at the screen, that's Lloyd. Which I thought was great. Instantly, I recognized him, knew who that was, and just thought that was phenomenal to see him in there. And I, I, I somehow didn't hear that Lloyd was going to be in the movie, so that was fun as well.
I mean, so it, like I said, Fanboys Cafe does encompass everything. It would really be great if we got some people to listen in, give us a call, even come in. We're open. Come on in. Come sit down. You can sit one-on-one with me, and we'll talk on the air for another 22 minutes.
And what else you can do, and I'm saying this to our producer, John, and hats off to John, to be honest. John's here each and every week watching the audio, making sure things are going good for us, giving the thumbs up, laughing inappropriately 30 seconds after something funny was said. But we do want to say thanks to John for all the work that he does. But it's going somewhere with that.
I don't know where you were going.
I have no idea. I lost it in the middle of that as I started talking about John. But anyways, we do. Oh, John, I was going to say is John can what you can do while you're over there, John, watching the audio is you can also go to the Fanboys Cafe or to the MonsterCast page and
yes.
Let people know that, you know, you can take questions, I guess, is what I'm saying, if you want to do that as well. Because, again, we'd love to hear from you. You know, what would you like to see? Like our weekend spotlights. What are some spotlights you'd like to see? What are some shows you'd like to watch at the cafe? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? You know, those kinds of questions. You know, we'd love to hear, you know, those kinds of questions from you or those kinds of statements. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. And I'm going to encourage Samantha over there as well. She can go on because that computer's got the administrative privileges. But you can type in taking your questions about the Fanboys Cafe now with the podcast. She's turned off my account probably and messing something else up. Anyways, I know there's something else we were going to talk about here on the podcast tonight. It's kind of flown under the radar. Most people, I don't think, heard about it. But there's a new movie coming out tonight. It's called
It's real low budget from what I hear.
Captain America Civil War. That's it. And we're probably going to go see that here in a couple hours.
I mean, it's a real obscure film. Doesn't have anybody that stars in it. I mean,
you know, there's an age difference between us, and we were talking about Batman versus Superman. I'm gonna start there.
Oh, good lord.
But the truth is, when I was a kid, the best we had with like Spider-Man. I see John shaking his head because he knows what I'm talking about. But when I was a kid, the best we had for Spider-Man was these. I don't want to call them awful. Made for television movies, but they really, I'm sure, again, they did their best for the time, but essentially what you had was somebody in a Spider-Man suit that wasn't nowhere near compared to what they could do today with the stuff. But then he'd like point his hands towards somebody like he's going to shoot a web, and then you'd see a net get thrown over someone that was supposed to be the net he made with his webbing kind of thing. It just wasn't the same. It just wasn't good. With today's movies, we're seeing amazing stuff. And again, going back to the Batman Superman, if you didn't like the film, that's fine.
Haven't seen it.
But, you know, that's fine. You know, everybody's got an opinion. But the thing for me was the things that they got wrong that everybody complained about, I don't disagree. Some story issues and things like that.
Martha.
I don't disagree with those things.
Wait, your mom's name's Martha. My mom's name's Martha. We're best friends.
Hey, it hit him to the core. I ain't got a problem with that, to be honest. But here is my point. For everything they got wrong, there's so much more they got right. Again, I was the guy who had the Spider-Man with the net webbing kind of thing. Here's Batman. Here's Superman. Here's Wonder Woman live on screen looking amazing. Right there was enough for me to sell me the movie. This is a great movie. Just to see them brought to life for me worked. But that's not it. We also got, again, if you read the Dark Knight comic book when it came out, it was amazing. And while we don't get that story, we get Batman in that armor and we have that fight. And in my opinion, the on-screen fight was actually better than what was in the Dark Knight comic book. And again, that's Frank Miller. I'm a huge Frank Miller fan. I'm not putting it down in any way. But to see these guys battle it out, I thought the fight was amazing. Speaking of Batman, my opinion, best Batman on screen. I can't wait to see Batfleck in his own movie now. I mean, it's going to be amazing in my opinion.
I mean, so many people bashed on Ben Affleck when he was cast as Batman. I was not one of them. Firstly, I'm a huge Affleck fan. I think he's great in most things he does. He's a great director. One of my favorite movies of the last probably 5 years is The Town. If you haven't seen it, go out and check it out. It's really, really good. Hey, welcome to the chat room. I don't know who you are, but welcome. Go ahead and ask questions in there. Okay, back to Batfleck. I've been a proponent. He's a fan of Batman.
Right.
He knows the material.
Right.
He's a writer. So him getting there and writing his own Batman movie, and if I have any inkling of an idea from what I've seen slightly from the Batman vs. Superman movie, is the Robin outfit.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean to me that Robin's dead. Red Hood.
But which Robin?
That would be Jason Todd. I'm going with Red Hood, which also leads me to believe that the Joker in Suicide Squad is not actually the Joker.
Oh, I've heard that theory going around. But again, my point is, whatever the film got wrong, Batman, Superman, with today's special effects, it got so much other things right. For instance, we're talking about Batman and Ben Affleck, and I agree with everything you said that people jumped on the anti-Ben Affleck thing way too early. I mean, the movie hadn't been made. He hadn't done anything. I mean, again, give it a chance instead of going negative right off the bat. But right off the bat, get it? Okay, so anyways, I think he nailed it. I really do. Can't wait for the solo film. But again, speaking of characters, Wonder Woman. Now, I've never not liked Wonder Woman, but she also hasn't been on my top 10 list of, you know, heroes kind of thing.
Throwing this out there, I've always loved Wonder Woman, but...
But, oh my goodness, she was great in the film, and I honestly purposely say Wonder Woman. The Diana Prince side played very low-key. She was in it, but played low-key, wasn't, you know, outstanding. Wasn't an outstanding, but again, that's what she was trying to do, you know, so I get that as well. But once she shows up as Wonder Woman, get ready to join the ride because it's great. What you see in the commercials and what she actually does, oh my goodness. There's a reason everybody says that when she makes her appearance, theaters cheer because it was that good, and it really was.
I mean, you're sitting there, and we've been, a lot of us fans, even my age, I'm a little younger than Dave, than Hogan, than John back here, a little younger. But we've always wanted to see the Holy Trinity on screen. You know, right now, you set me in charge of this podcast. You can go. No, we've wanted to see the Holy Trinity on screen. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Right.
And
I mean,
you get to see it. I mean, stop complaining.
Exactly.
Stop whining. I'll hand you a tissue. Get over it.
Yeah. And again, that's exactly my point. And segueing back to Civil War, which is what the conversation was about, as a kid, could you imagine seeing Captain America done right on screen? Could you imagined Iron Man being done, I'll even say, better than my imagination? When that first Iron Man movie came out, better than my imagination ever pictured that character in real life.
I was never a huge Iron Man fan growing up.
Right.
I liked him.
More in the Avengers is where I see him.
Yep. I liked him. He wasn't bad. But that movie, oh.
Right. So again, we're starting to get these great films. With Captain America, great films with Iron Man, and then they announce Civil War. And again, as fandom, you're like, should I be going crazy cheering, or should I be going, no, like Dark Phoenix, they're going to mess up the Phoenix Saga.
Oh, don't even start
kind of
me on Phoenix Saga.
But that
Do
was
not
the
even
original
start
thought.
Me on Phoenix Saga.
But that was the original thought, you know. But again,
you stop shaking your
head.
We've had this conversation.
Let's look at this positively. That's how I like to look at things. Just to have the two of them done on screen, done right, that's enough for me. But every review I've heard about this movie isn't saying it's okay, isn't saying it's good, is saying it's great. It's the longest Marvel film to date. The action, the airport sequence, which, again, I haven't seen the movie yet, but, again, everybody says it's hands down way better than any other superhero fight scene ever. It's not even close, they said. Kevin Smith, if I'm quoting correctly, said this is the best superhero movie he's ever seen. Comic book, yeah, exactly. But so again, I'm looking forward to it, going in with these bright eyes going, oh my goodness, we have Captain America, we have Iron Man. But we don't just have Captain America and Iron Man, by the way.
We've got – okay, let's just throw this out there. I've always been a big Spider-Man fan. Spider-Man's awesome.
I learned to read on Spider-Man comics when I was a kid.
I watched all the films that came out, and I enjoyed them. I did not enjoy Spider-Man 3 so much, but they messed up Venom.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, they messed up Venom. That wasn't my Venom.
Not that we're hating.
No, because Tobey Maguire was a great Spider-Man.
No, Peter Parker.
Yeah, Peter Parker. Andrew Garfield was a great Spider-Man. Like, and if they would have combined the two of them, it would have been perfect. But this Tom Holland kid...
Well, at least all intelligent people will... I'm just kidding. My daughter's looking at me, shaking her head. That's a joke towards her.
I can't stand Doctor Who, so shush.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Back to my original point. This Tom Holland kid, I haven't seen him in anything else. The 5 seconds he was in the trailer, better than all 5 of those movies combined.
I had to stop watching the trailer the first day.
I cried.
I said, I can't watch this. The movie's not out for another 2 months. I cannot watch it. It looks so good. But again,
his eyes move.
All of, and there's actually a reason for that. For people who didn't like that, I've read an interview that there's a very specific reason for that, that you find out in the film that there's a very specific reason why the eyes do that.
Also, I've heard slight spoilers, not anything that's going to spoil the movie for anybody. I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm not one of those big important people that get to go to early premieres or anything. But
call us.
Yeah, call us.
We'd like
657-383-0554.
No, I mean the producers. If you want us to go,
if you want me to go to an early screening of, say, Infinity War, Guardians 2, I'll do that.
Oh, hey, that's big news. But finish what you're saying. Infinity War, we got big news on that, by the way.
On Infinity or Guardians?
Infinity.
Okay, do we really?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Let's go. Oh, back to this for a second.
Anyways, what was I talking about? You distracted me.
Spider-Man.
Hey, freaks and geeks, I think we're back.
All right, we'll get a thumbs up from John here in a second.
About 30 seconds.
Sorry about that. Mike's kicked out. This thing's happened. Yeah, but you got to give it just a few seconds. I'm pretty sure you're going to hear us here in just a second, John. But again, Civil War, we're talking about Spider-Man and the fact that there's a 30 minutes of Spider-Man. We got the thumbs up. We get 30 minutes of Spider-Man in the film. 10 minutes of Peter Parker and 20 minutes of Spider-Man.
Hey, just throwing this out there. If anybody in the chat room wants to shout out to us, we do have someone manning the room. Go ahead and ask your questions, talk.
Comment. What a terrible job we're doing with the mics. No, I'm just kidding.
To yell at Hogan and tell him to stop touching my cords.
Now, don't touch the cords. But again, I'm looking forward to it. But again, we were talking about, you know, again, how the old special effects versus the new and some of the amazing things that are going on, you know, in today's movies. Again, we don't just have Iron Man versus Cap with Spider-Man thrown in. We're getting teams. And again, we're not getting all the people that played a part in the original Civil War. But, I mean, on Cap's side, you've got Cap, you've got Hawkeye, you've got Winter Soldier, and Scarlet Witch as well, all on that side there. And the poster we got out front actually has the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. What's her name there?
I don't remember.
But Sharon Carter?
Yes.
Sharon Carter on there as well. So probably going to see her a little bit in the film as well. I'm just guessing. But then Iron Man side as well. You got Iron Man. You got War Machine. You've got the Vision, Black Panther, and Black Widow as well. So again, amazing things going on in this film. So while we haven't seen it, looking so forward to it. And again, I do encourage people to see the positives that are there. I don't know if there's going to be negatives, but if there is, again, try to see the positives, I guess is what
I'm
saying.
Not enough Spider-Man.
Now, another thing when we were having the mic problems I mentioned you had brought up Avengers Infinity War, and I said, oh, big news on that. And you kind of held your breath for a second and said, what are you talking about? What news? What do you got? And I said, well, wait, let me finish the Spider-Man thing first. But Infinity War, if you liked Captain America Winter Soldier.
Loved it.
It's either my favorite Marvel movie or close to it. I mean, I think Winter Soldier is great. Civil War, probably going to be better or at least in that range. But the Russo brothers, is my point, is they're doing Infinity War as well. Or actually they're not. And what I mean by that is they are actually changing the title of the film. I don't know what the new title is going to be,
really?
But they announced that the title would be changed. So it's still going to be that storyline, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, Marvel's been building to it, the Infinity Stones and all that.
So we're going to get
the story, but Infinity War, I believe, is not going to be the title any longer.
So they're changing from Infinity War. They dropped Inhumans off of the list. Did they buy back X-Men by any chance?
I don't believe so, and I don't think that's going to happen in any way, because we're kind of getting the Geek Week in review now, because we're getting some fun news. Fox kind of rolled the dice with X-Men First Class, and
that was a great flick,
and hit it. They made money on that film. And then they went with Days of Future Past.
Also a great film.
And you know what's funny again?
Wolverine Origins.
Great, I agree. Great movie. My problem was And again, it's not a complaint because
it also erased X-Men 3.
Well, no, but I was such a fan of the original Days of Future Past storyline, which was only 2 issues long, but I loved that. And it's kind of purist in that form that that's what I wanted. But what I got, I wasn't disappointed in, is the best way to put it.
Well, the Civil War storyline that we're going to be getting tonight.
Right. But
isn't going to be the same storyline we read in the comics.
But exactly. But my point, sticking with the X-Men thing, is they're doing very well. The Apocalypse movie that's coming out this summer. And let's be honest, part of Fox's deal with the X-Men means they got Deadpool. And Deadpool, again, home run, knocked it out of the park. So more news if you didn't hear it. The New Mutants movie is they're lining that up. They've got the girl from Game of Thrones, the youngest daughter, going to play Wolfsbane. They've got Magic cast. I forget the actress's name right here. I don't have the information in front of me because I wasn't planning on doing this, but she's cast. And it looks like the lineup is going to be Danielle Moonstar, Mirage. Makes your fears. She can do the illusions of your fears. We've got Cannonball, Sunspot, Wolfsbane, Magic. And finally, the last character is actually from what we understand, the last character is going to be Warlock. The alien Warlock is going to be in it as well, part of the team. So that should be a lot of fun as well to have that team out. Now, it's not 100% guaranteed. The director had posted a picture, so everybody's assuming that's the team, being that he's the director when he put that post up. So again, it's just a guess that that's what he's going to do, but it's looking like that's going to be the team for the New Mutants movie that's coming. But again, my whole point is Fox ain't letting go of those X-Men at this point. They're making some good money. They're not having the same problem that Sony had with Spider-Man or with Fantastic Four. We won't get into that. So doing really good. Now, I know we're about out of time.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes left.
All right. So anyways, putting aside the mic problem.
Hey, am I the taxi cab to go to the movies tonight?
You were John. John's got his ride here. But probably you, yeah. So anyways, because my wife took the van home.
Yeah,
but anyways, that's what you can expect a lot of the Geek Weekend review. And same thing with the properties. You got a little bit of that with the Geek Speak podcast when we talk in depth about, you know, some of the characters and things like that. But again, let's get back to the Fanboys Cafe. This is our grand opening night. If you're a fan who lives in the Twin Tiers, meaning the southern tier of New York or the northern tier of Pennsylvania, mid-state, Elmira,
there, right?
Corning, all the way down to Binghamton, Ithaca, we've even had people come from Syracuse to check us out. Mansfield, PA coming up. Shout out to Rick, but that kind of thing. But if you're in the Twin Tiers and you're a fanboy, you really do want to check it out. Not just because I'm the owner, but it's a great place to get together with other fans who get what you get, who enjoy the things you get. There are games, there's food, there's other fans, there's nightly viewing parties, there's podcasts, there's trivia nights. I mean, where you can win some great prizes and things like that. So again, want to encourage you to come out, 3162 Lake Road in Horseheads, New York. Rick, I'm going to turn it back to you to end this podcast.